Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Miguel Portilla of Capital Security. And we're discussing what you would do, because you were with Toledo for 7 years in the area of technology and of dealing with police corruption. And we were talking about, you know, training the trainer. Anything else that reorganizing the department, better supervision, training the trainers, better
instruction? You have to supervise the supervisors of the police to be sure that they comply with all your plans and everything. And more than that, you need someone to be with the police in the field. You need someone to go with the police on the operations. You need, you know, you have to show the policeman that you are not the only one that give the orders or instructions, but you are with the police in the street.
You have to,
Once or two times a week, you should go with the police, visit the police headquarters, different police in Florida, in Lares.
You're talking about the police superintendent.
The chief of police, yes.
Yeah. And
I think that's very important, because the policemen that are in the street, they need to know that the chief back them up. You know, that they have the complete back of the police chief. And
Toledo did that.
Oh, yes, Toledo used to do it. And, oh, yeah, we used to go with Toledo 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning to Caguas police headquarters, let's say. How many supervisors is here? How's everything? You feel okay? That's what they want. Okay. That's what really the policeman want.
In order to raise their morale, you have to help professionalize them, teach them, feel that you're part of them, and that's what you're saying, right?
Get into a patrol car and let's go here, let's do this, and you know that's what the police like. And beside that, you have another problem, which is the perception of the public. You know, today, what's the perception of all the Puerto Ricans? We have the crime very high. People are afraid to go at nighttime on the street because they might be kayaking or something happen. So how you handle that? How you show to the Puerto Ricans that you could trust the policeman and that the policemen are working on the streets, being on the street? Mira, I remember last year, for Christmas, I went to a Christmas party on the Despedida de Año, the New Year Eve. And I was in that house, and I saw two policeman cars, that they arrived there. And I know one of the police. I said, Mira, what are you doing here? What? My sergeant tell us to go to the residenciales público, to the public residentials, to be patrolling. But at the same time, my sergeant is in the police headquarters. So why am I going to risk my life to get a bullet or something happen? And he's in the police headquarters, in the police station.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know. So that shows you that those days, those important days, the New Year Eve, Christmas, and some other days, those are the first day that the chief of police need to be on the street with them. And show them not only you are working, I am working with you. So I think that's a very important message.
I think that message you take to your own business, right?
You're out there walking.
You're not in your office. In your office what? 10% of the time?
No, probably 2 days a week. The other days I'm visiting clients. I'm checking my personnel. I'm talking with my guards and. I'm talking with my supervisors and checking, you know, I think that's a good part of the administration that you need to do.
The other aspect that you were with Pedro Toledo and is also carried forward in your business is technology. You were in charge of dealing with corruption and then in terms of improving technology. Tell us about technology, both at the police when you were there, what the police should be doing now, and then let's carry that on to your business.
Let me tell you, on that time, the equipment that we use in that division for making investigations, cameras, I used to have a covered van to make surveillance. It was my equipment, the one that I was using, because the police doesn't have enough equipment in that time to do this kind of confidential work. So we improve. We make some. They bought some equipment, some new equipment. They train people in that division to make a very good investigations. So, by the way, most of those cases that they investigate, it was referred to the FBI, and 1 year or 2 years later, we saw el fruto, because the big raise that the FBI made arresting a lot of policía, those cases start in that office. Start in that office, yes.
Now, in terms of the police and of crime, in terms of a technological breakthrough that you would recommend, what would you do?
Right now, you need to put the cost of the police department, bring it down. So, like, let's take FURA. FURA spent, I don't know how many millions of dollars in gasoline for those helicopters and the planes that they are always, you know, patrolling the coast and moving around. So this new government are putting a recommendation to use those planes without pilots, those drones.
The drones, yeah.
About 10 years ago, I had the opportunity to fly to upstate, someplace in the U.S., to see how it worked, those planes. Because Toledo wanted to buy three of those planes to cover all the costs and to be patrolling. What happened with those? What happened with that? First, you have an economic, una economía on the gasoline of the FURA. You don't risk the life. You remember that one of the pilots of the municipal police was shot and down. So you don't have those risks. The only problem is that at that time, two of those planes, it was $10 million, you know.
Each one.
So each one with the control, you know, that come with a command post that you need to move all around. It was very expensive for that time. I don't know the price today, so I guess it have been, you know.
It'll be more.
Yeah, well, but I think that that's a very, very good equipment that would help a lot of the police department and fight the crime.
And in terms of these drones, that would be not only helping for the drug trafficking and all, the apparently the camera and the data that develops, you were saying you could read from there. License plate numbers?
Oh, yes, what those planes do is they are flying, like, let's say, in that time, with two of them, we covered all the island. Excuse me, all the island. We was going to put a command post in a big 45-foot trailer, and we was going to move all around the island with those that equipment. Those cameras is whatever you want to do. It could be a very good zoom lens that could read license plates, airplane ID numbers, boats.
You know, so you mean there's a red Volkswagen with a
license plates.
Good looking guy, yes, you know, yeah. And they.
Or a good looking girl.
There's a really good point.
Yeah. So.
But really, you can getting aside.
Identify.
You can
really
identify.
Yes. Yes.
Very so that.
And what that do is that will send the picture to
the command center.
The command post, the command center. And from the command center, they will send the patrol cars or the reaction team or whatever they need.
So that, you know, well, hopefully, I mean, this one recommendation from technological, and of course, that whole technology would start from up, literally up, down, and start implementing really effective use of technology for crime prevention and crime detection and all the things that we need to do.
Yes.
Okay, well, we're going to have to take a break again. I'm with Miguel Portilla of Capital Security. We'll be right back.